Among the two dozen tough-on-crime-related items on Landry's agenda for the special session are expanding methods to carry out death row executions, restricting parole eligibility, lowering the age at which young offenders can be prosecuted in adult court, and increasing penalties for certain crimes such as carjacking. Landry mentioned the horrific 2022 carjacking and murder of 73-year-old Linda Fricke in New Orleans as an example of why the crime requires harsher penalties.
Those who make the decision to carjack someone in Louisiana, hear me clearly, they better hope the car is full of gas and can take them where we can never find them. Because when we do, they will spend a long, long time in jail.
Welcome back to the podcast. Beloved, this is indeed your brother Big VJ checking in. Today's conversation, we're going to talk politics, right? We're going to read an article out of the AP. It's talking about the great state of Louisiana. You know what I mean? So let's have a conversation about politics. And there's a few more articles on the table. We may have a conversation about them. I'm not sure, right? I think that this would make excellent conversation for the village, right? You know, beloved, in our estimate, right? This is only our estimate. We got to vote. You know, we have to participate more and more in the vote, right? The Fed election or the presidential election is important. We get it, and this is what mainly our people get riled up to do. Yet the most important elections really is what's going on in your city and what's going on in your state, right? Like, we're gonna talk about Louisiana today, and some shit got passed down there, and I feel as though that shouldn't have got passed. I mean, too many of our people is down there. You can run the whole show. There's a lot of these municipalities. You got the numbers in these places. Some of this shit, it shouldn't be like it is, right? So, you know, let me say this, right? You know, we pick on religious folks a lot, you know, because sometimes we feel like, you know, our people got their head so high up in the clouds that they don't understand that your descendants and your descendants' descendants is going to live on planet Earth. Nobody's going to be born in the clouds. They're going to be born on the planet. You dig? So I know we do Juma. The Muslims had their thing on Friday. The small hats and the Jews have their thing on Saturday or the Sabbath. The Christians have their thing on Sunday, on the first day of the week. Yet, when it comes to our people, we can make those days religiously, right? Pun intended. But when it's time to go to the city council meeting, to these town halls, and see what's going on with the state lawmakers, we don't be there. So they just sit in these rooms and they come out with these laws and they directly affect us, our children, our grandchildren, because we're going to sleep behind the wheel. We're literally on the soul plane. We're on the purple soul plane, the religious soul plane. We're on our way to heaven. But we're not paying attention to what they're doing right here on planet Earth, right? To look at the headline, I was reading an article from the New York Sun, right? And in the New York Sun, the headline caught my attention. We may do a podcast about this, I'm not sure. But the headline says it itself. It says, California Democrats consider giving zero down, and it's in quote unquote, zero down home loans to Black Americans. And I felt like, you know, I didn't say that. But it really did say, California Democrats consider giving zero down home loans to illegal immigrants. They finna make these folks homeowners. They finna pass your ass up in California. Man, I might just put that link in the description bar too, so you can just read it if you know in its entirety and check it out. I mean, beloved, they finna make these people homeowners. Your black ass in the projects, and you living in apartments, and they finna go and collect the $200. They playing Monopoly. All the migrants that came in, they finna walk past Go, collect $200, and they finna start acquiring property that when you come around on the board and you land on their property, you're gonna owe them some money. They ain't gonna owe you shit, you're gonna owe them. But you're voting for people that's not doing things in your best interest. Because listen, that's California, that's Democrats. Okay, we finna talk about something in Louisiana. These are Republicans, but they are devils. Now, what these Republicans are doing, and we're gonna read about it, the wolf is standing out in the open. The wolf is standing out. When you say the lesser two devils, well, he's the lesser, because we can see he's the wolf, but the fox that's supposed to have your back. All that shit y'all do in California to keep them people in power, and they finna come out and pass a bill where these folks can come in and get a whole home out there. And they gonna give them the state gonna cover the down payment and the closing costs. That mean you gonna walk in it free. You just start paying it. Come on, what we doing? Can you do that? I don't know. That's a different story for a different day. You gotta vote. That's on the state level. You gotta vote. You gotta take control of what's going on in your village, in your community, right? Ghana, on an international level, Ghana made big news. Ghana told the West to kiss their ass. They passed a law, anti-gay bill. And I think they got one more step for them to make it the law of the land, right? Because they're saying, listen, they're going to protect their culture. I think that'd be a good conversation. Because I think that is, on an international level, I think passing a gay bill is going to be more hypocritical than anything we've seen in a while. This is why I say that. You know, when you begin to pass this kind of legislation about homosexuality, and I'm saying you got your own nation, you're independent. This ain't no LGBT kind of thing over here, but I'm just saying this is how it works. See, whatever your household is today, it's okay to say, well, we don't approve of this, we don't approve of that. But this is how funny life work now, because I've seen this 100 times. The families that I know that always picked on gay folks, the families that I know that always picked on gay people, you know what ended up happening? One of the children, they were gay. And then what it really happened is that they'd pick on gay folks, their children, to be safe. So they continue to pick on gay people. You know what? They forget one day you may be blessed to have grandchildren, and guess what? You look at the grandchild and one of them is, boom, just that way that they are. See, that's how this shit works in life. It's gonna be interesting to see, okay, all these folks that's running Ghana, they pass an anti-gay bill, and we're saluting that. Hey, that's right, no gay stuff, no agenda, blah 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 blah. We get it. Y'all gotta have kids. Y'all got to have grandkids. And they're talking about jail time for homosexuals that they catch. They're not talking about you're going to get nation mandated like rehabilitation and this and that. No, you're going to jail. Okay, all right. So you're going to, well, just keep in mind, you got to have kids and kids and kids that live in the same environment. So we'll see how that all shake out. But even that, beloved, is a different story for a different day. Louisiana, let's talk about it. I almost said something about Biden, but you know, he got that big ass. What are he gonna do? He gonna add about $7 trillion more dollars of spending. I tell you, ain't nobody gonna ever be able to pay that shit off. That deficit finna get so goddamn high with that dog, with Buddy up in there. Ain't nobody finna pay no shit off. But I'm hearing, though, I'm hearing, I can't confirm it, right? But I'm hearing in that $7 trillion of new spending, they carved out almost $300 billion almost for migrant housing is what I'm hearing. And I'm like, God damn, I would not be surprised if that's true. The numbers I'm hearing is anywhere between 280 to 300 mil. But don't hold me to that. I confirm it. I got to confirm it on a later day. I got to really read it with my own eyes. But this is what I'm hearing, right? AP News. The link will be in the description bar. And the title says, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry signs tough on crime legislation. What does that mean? Tough on crime. That's the guineas. They're going to crack the mob down in Louisiana. They're going to crack down on what's left of the Irish mafia or the mix. No. Tough on crime is niggas. But they're Republicans now. You know what I'm saying? And I vote red. Because they are the lesser of the two devils. But this here, we spend a lot of time on the soul plane and we let this one get by us. Bethune Rouge, or as a local say, Baton Rouge, AP. Eight recently passed bills, including legislation that would treat all 17-year-olds who commit crimes as an adult and harsher penalties for carjacking, was signed by Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry on Wednesday, right? Harsher penalties for carjacking. That's you. That's you. Not cyber attacks. They don't have any harsher penalties for cyber attacks. Or whatever white collar crime that's popular today. No, that's you. Are we standing tall for the carjackers? No. No, that's not what we're doing. Nobody want to be involved in the carjacking. They're going to throw your ass away. You're going to get them 20 years. Yet, we're just going to show at the very beginning, tough on crime means tough on niggas. 17-year-olds can be adults in the state courts in Louisiana. Now, if they want to get a job and work as an adult, they say you're too young. Because a lot of these crimes are financial based. They're economic. They just don't carjack to carjack. They're carjacking to take the car to the top shop to make a few dollars. But if these kids, if we need to pass a law where these kids can work as an adult and they can help their parents out. It's unfortunate, but it's a reality. These kids don't, I mean, they're not old enough to work as it. So what are they, I mean, what you going to do? But when they get in trouble, you say, well, you're an adult. They're 17, they can't go to the military. But if they do some foul shit, you're going to say, well, they're an adult. Damn, you can't have it both ways. If they can be an adult, because if they do some foul shit and they can be labeled as an adult, we okay with that. But if they want to have a job or go to job corps or do something, let them get their GED at 15 or something and let them get into the workforce and make them some real money. That just sound like a plan to me. Let them go to get that little GED, 16, 17, let them go into the United States military and make them some money. Anything is better than prison. We got to vote. We got to pay attention. Spurred by violent crime in Louisiana cities, a new tough on crime governor, tough on niggas, the GOP-dominated legislator gathered for a two-week special session last month to address crime, to address you, to address all y'all in them wards down there. At which time they passed a slew of policies that will overhaul elements of the state's criminal justice system. That means they went behind a closed door, they passed some shit, you don't know about it, but when you walk up in court Monday, you will know. Whenever these laws take effect, right? They take they're going to take effect on this day, and then they're going to affect you another day. So what they're generally, this is what they generally do. When they get a new slew of bills, as they say, new slew of policies that pass, whenever you get arrested, they're just going to detain you. They're not going to give you no speedy trial. They're going to do nothing. They're going to hold you wherever they got you held until these laws kick in, and then they're going to give you a court date after that. If you're not smart enough to know that this is how they play it, you're going to be screwed. And it's too many of our people down there in large numbers for them to just to be, come on, man, come on, come on, come on. It's too many of our people in Louisiana letting this shit just get passed, this get passed, that get passed. I mean, you got New Orleans, you got St. John the Baptist spot, you got St. James, you got Iberville, you got Claiborne. You got a whole bunch of black spots in Louisiana. You got 5 parishes down there that got real numbers of our people down there. Why you let these folk go in the back room and come up with some shit like this? You on the soul plane. You on the soul plane. You finna get high. You and Snoop, y'all finna get up there. You finna go to the heavens. Yeah, yo, people, they live in here though, beloved. What they gonna do when they here? Among one of the most controversial bills passed the session and signed by Landry is the measure that will roll back Louisiana's quote unquote raise the age law, a historic bipartisan criminal justice reform passed in 2017. The new legislation would treat all 17-year-olds charged with crimes, including misdemeanors, as an adult. They finna hit him with the whammy down there.
Big bucks, no whammy, stop!
Stop it, oh.
Never forget, beloved, it was Malcolm Little before it was Malcolm X. Our people need a second chance, third and fourth chance in time. We got all these single parent homes. Pops is not around. Pops in prison. You know, there's a large segment of young black male never seen their fathers before. If their dad came up and slapped them in the back of the head, they wouldn't even know that was their father. They wouldn't know. You know how many guys in prison, that how many father and son tandems are in the same prison together in Louisiana? And then, you know, you hear one testimony that in Louisiana prison, this is where you can see granddad, son, and grandson all in the same plantational prison. What are we doing? What are we doing? Oh, we sleep behind the wheel. We on the soul plane. We don't even care about what's going on with these laws. Oh, it gets better. It gets better. During Landry's ceremonial signing bills into law in New Orleans on Wednesday, he also gave his seal of approval to legislation that makes certain juvenile criminal records public. Man, they never do that shit before. Certain juvenile criminal records public. What happened to these things being sealed? That shit is gone because you sleep behind the wheel in Louisiana. Funding for a new Louisiana State Police contingent in New Orleans, dubbed Troop NOLA, and a measure that gives law enforcement officers quote-unquote qualified immunity from liability. This is the same shit that them brothers, those 4 or 5 brothers that had going on in Tennessee. If I'm not mistaken, they running them that same kind of contingent, kind of special forces that can be on the police department and they can do this old kind of funny style shit. That's what happened. I can't remember if it was Nashville or Memphis when they killed the brother at. It's like 5 of them jumped. I think he was sleeping with somebody, baby mama or something. And they jumped on, bro. They killed him. But they loosely made a movie about that years ago. That's what the training day was all about. Immunity. You just out there just doing your thing as a law officer. They finna do the same thing in New Orleans. You let that shit go? If you can't trust the cops now, you really ain't gonna be able to trust them then. But it gets better. It gets better. In addition, Landry signed several bills that toughen penalties for certain crimes, including a minimum. This is the, I got to highlight this. Can y'all see this, beloved? your brother putting a highlight on. This is what we had the whole conversation about right here. This is what got my attention right here. Including a minimum of 25 years in jail. 25 years in jail. A minimum. Stop. Do you know what minimum mean? That's the least that the state can give you. 25 years in jail. This is the least that the state can give you. In what cases though, VJ? If someone distributes fentanyl in a way that appeals to children, hold on. But what in what way can fentanyl appeal to children? Depending on the shape, the color, taste, packaging. Beloved, that can be anything. Now that you're selling to children, it just have to quote unquote appeal to children. Because they never, more often than not, when it's a drug sale, they don't never catch you in the sale. They normally just run into the trap. Them folks kick in the door, they get you. Normally it's the feds, but now the state is involved in this hustle because they gonna give you a minimum of 25 years. But they have a task force, kick the dough in, they find the work on you, time to pass the time out. So you're not there on the, you're not, ain't no hand-to-hand shit, and they just catch you, and they, nobody doing the undercover shit no more. They just kicking the door when they catch you. But now when they catch you, if the fentanyl, it looks appealing to a child. Come on, man. Are you serious? It don't matter if it looks appealing. 25 years. Your grandson's life is in jeopardy. Your granddaughter's life is in jeopardy. Your son. Your daughter. Your niece's nephew. If somebody live in New Orleans, or you got family in Louisiana, somebody need to go talk to somebody. This law got to change. Don't wait till thousands of our people go to jail and then you come out and say, oh, you know what? This is a racist law. No. This shit, they're wolves now. They didn't hide this. They put it right on out. They put it right on out. Do you think when they catch those devils down there with a whole sack of fentanyl on them on Bourbon Street in New Orleans, on Canal down there, coming out the casino, the Harrah's down there, you think they're going to catch them coming out of there and they're going to hit them with the whammy? They're not going to hit them with the whammy. They're not going to hit them with the whammy. They're going to hit you with the whammy. Jonathan ain't got nothing to worry about. Brad ain't got nothing to worry about. They're coked up at LSU. LSU, that campus has nothing to worry about. But then on the other side of the city, right off the interstate up there, is Xavier. Uh-oh, they're going to have something to worry about. They're going to have something to worry about. We're going to leave it there. That's all I wanted to talk about. That's all I wanted to talk about. The rollback of a 17-year-old being able to be charged as an adult. And the minimum? Come on. They're giving a quarter piece? Beloved, that's life. That's American legalese. That's life in prison. Because some of our people think when somebody say, well, you got life in prison, that don't, life don't mean, check it out. I'm tell you something. When you go down to the courthouse, it's two different kinds of life. Natural life means you don't get out of prison. You die in jail. They gave him natural life. But if somebody say, he got life, that doesn't mean he got, life means, it depending on the state that you're from, life means either 20 years or 25 years. That's all life means. That's why you see people say, he get double life. They ain't looking for no nigga to die and come back and say, oh, you got some more time to do. That's not what that means, because we didn't know no better. We didn't know the law. We thought that was that. I know when I was young, I thought that's what that meant. Like, say, hey, damn, dog got double life. Like, how the fuck are you double life? Life just means 25 years, depending on the state. Some states, life means 20 years. That's why you can get double life, triple life. But if they say you got natural life, that do mean, you know, you can't never come out of there. You drop dead, they bury you in the back. Your family don't even get your body. They keep you the whole time. You never get out. 25 years, that's life. For fentanyl, they're going to jail you for something today that it won't even be popular 5 years from now. but you're going to still have to do that time 5 years from now for what you get caught with today. We'll leave it there, though. Yeah, man. This is the importance of having a watchman, a watchwoman to come out and say, this is what's going on. You know, because they're going to say, oh, man, this is fentanyl, and this is mixed with fentanyl, and you have some coke with fentanyl in it, so it's going to count the same. Man, they finna play. They finna set our people up for the whammy down that motherfucker. For the whammy. Big money, big money. Who remembers that? Big money, big money, big money. Whammy. Until next time, beloved, this is indeed your brother, Big VJ. Real Black Content Fun Podcast. We're going to get it with you guys later. Peace, beloved. Peace.
Stop.
Stop at a whammy.
Sweet potatoes, cranberries, and a turkey.
Big box. We want the big box. Big box. Stop.
Stop at a whammy. Miami.
Thanks for listening. Remember to follow us on Instagram, Twitter, YouTube, Google, Anchor, Spotify, and Facebook. Also, don't forget to like, share, and comment on the podcast. Your opinion of what you just heard is important to the platform. So yes, beloved, your comments are the engine and fuel to the machine. Stay blessed and have a powerful day.